Welcome to a burning fire, Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Does the gospel include gimmicks and gadgets and playboys and clowns? Now, friend, it is a shame that such a subject must even be discussed, especially among churches of Christ that have claimed the need for biblical authority for what is taught and done. Certainly it is a shame that any religious people have to be inquisitive about such a thing as this. And yet circumstances in the religious world and in the brotherhood make such a study necessary, and we do not shy away from it. It is not, however, the kind of question men in the New Testament even had to ask. Let us begin with the biblical observation of the gospel, which means the good news and the glad tidings. Man is lost in sin, and God has provided the way of salvation. That way is Christ. The gospel is the revelation of all that pertains to that way, including the facts and the commands and the promises. This is the reason for preaching the whole counsel of God. The gospel is the truth, the doctrine, the faith, the word of Jesus Christ. Everything authorized by Christ is included in the gospel, God's way of making man righteous, justifying man before God, including the examples to follow, the doctrine by which to live, our work and our worship, and our relationship to man and to God, the regulation of life, yea, even the goal of heaven. The gospel is to be preached to both saint and sinner alike, because all the world is amenable to the gospel. Go ye into all the world, Jesus said, and preach the gospel to every creature. Paul told the Roman Christians he was coming to preach the gospel to them. The gospel is God's plan for man to save him from sin and to keep him saved by showing how to be faithful. The gospel is spread by men preaching the gospel, preaching Jesus. Christ is preached publicly, privately, personally, and always it should be according to thus saith the Lord. It is said that Newt Rockne once explained his reason for championship teams. Seldom did he win by trick plays, but by execution of the basics. Well, friend, the same is true regarding the spread of the gospel. Congregations are built by feeding the people the Word of God, through Bible study, daily Christ-like living, taking the message of truth to hearts and lives. Yet some have resorted to gimmicks to make the church grow and to be relevant. Now, basically, a gimmick is a deceptive device. It's a secret, subtle means of reaching an unrevealed goal by capturing attention by deception. Some have the idea that whatever works is good. But we must ask, what work is to be accomplished? We must have respect for the work of the church as the Bible reveals it. Our goal is not mere numbers and responses and nickels and numbers and noise. What kind of growth do we seek? It is not the work of the church to simply make people feel good or to be happy or provide a temporary uplift or escape. It is not the pursuit of secular education and recreation and entertainment and bodybuilding and on and on. Now, some call all of this just methods, but false doctrines have come in under the disguise of methodology, perverting the work of the church. And there be those who think that the end justifies the means. What do gimmicks really do? Gimmicks degrade and trivialize the gospel. They reduce it to triteness. Why should people be surprised the work of the church is limited? Do we go to the filling station to get a tooth filled? Do we go to the hospital for groceries? Each has its function, and so does the Lord's church. In 1 Timothy 3 and verse 15, we are taught the church is the pillar and the ground of the truth. The work of the church is evangelism and edification and benevolence, and to provide worship to God. Where is the church taught to entertain people, or provide for their recreation, or their secular education? The church is not authorized nor intended to conduct all of the affairs of life. even though all affairs of life are governed under the umbrella of the gospel. God has provided the home. He's provided the government. He's provided the church. And the church is not to be and do everything. Nor do we have authority to use just any means to do what the church is authorized to do. We must accept God's limitations on the work. You see, some decide to do something they like, and then they seek justification for it. Some have even gone so far as to accuse Jesus of using gimmicks by performing miracles. Friend, this is a hideous outlook. This is blasphemy. The miracles of Christ confirmed his identity. They were never used to deceive or to trick. He rebuked multitudes who were attracted to him for the wrong reason. And even compassion was not the primary goal of his miracles. He never sought just to entertain. He refused to perform miracles when they rejected him in Nazareth and before Herod. Does feeding the 5,000 justify building gymnasiums? Friend, we dare not accuse Jesus of bribery. Some defend gimmicks on the grounds that it will draw people to us. But that's not our mission. Partied in must continue to be partied to remain. Each gimmick must top the last one. The real mission is forgiveness of sins. You cannot out-Hollywood Hollywood. You cannot out-denomination the denominations. You give them a milkshake and they'll add french fries. You add the fries and they'll add a dessert. Some people sell their souls to the highest bidder. Such may set record attendances, but only to gain the glory of men. Some get so determined to reach their numerical goals, they can rationalize the acceptance of any means to reach them. Some have even invited non-Christian politicians, athletic heroes, even beauty queens, after-dinner speakers, providing hot dogs and joke tellers and musicians and slapstick routines following devotionals in order to get numbers. And of course, with many, preachers are expected to be good mixers, and he becomes the director of fun and games. But friend, such is not related to the mission of God's church. There is a distinction between the use of expedients to carry out the mission of the church and the use of gimmicks that are not even related to the mission. Bible school classes are not gimmicks. They are teaching efforts, teaching tools. Buildings in which to teach and to worship may be used for other purposes at times, but that does not give authority to build gymnasiums and game rooms and jogging tracks and swimming pools and weightlifting rooms and hot baths and such as that. Using a boat for a pulpit does not authorize furnishing members of the church with fishing boats or recreational flotilla. There is also a difference between spiritual progress and just a religious hoorah, but some seem to not know it. And when the church gets caught up with these religious hoorahs, sponsoring youth camps and banquets and ball games and sideshows, it is good to recall Paul's statement, "The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost," Romans 14 and verse 7. It is not wrong for individual Christians to be involved in varied activities and using their money to promote them. But dare we fall victim to the fallacy that whatever the individual can do, the church can also do? Some college presidents have promoted this false idea to get their into the church budgets to try to promote their secular education. But we dare not leave the essential principle of requiring biblical authority for what the church does. Such gimmickry is shot down with one question: where is Bible authority for it? And faithful brethren will not be deterred from legitimate work authorized by Scripture, but neither shall we endorse that which lacks that authority. There was a man who noted that he had converted people while golfing and fishing with them, and he rightly denied this authority for the church to build golf courses and run fishing camps, and he, in mockery, said, "I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of carpentry and masonry and slam dunking that is in thee. And these things which thou hast learned from the denominations, commit to foolish men who will be able to build like structures and do like athletic things. For bodily exercise is now the end thing to do. Give diligence to come before May 3rd, groundbreaking time. The overshoes and especially the blueprints for the gymnasium bring thou with you when you come. That's from 2 Heresy, chapter 4. Friend, not just anything goes. And you cannot sell the gospel like cars and refrigerators and football tickets. A Ford or a Chevrolet will get you there. But truth and error will not lead to the same place. We're not to expect the gospel to produce the same excitement as at a ball game. It is not our mission to merely excite and to arouse and to get people turned on. Please do not confuse commitment to Christ with being carried away with something. There is a difference between doing the Lord's business and just a lot of artificial busyness with programs and promotions and shows and parades and temporary emotional highs. Coffee and confetti conversion will only multiply confusion, spiritual dwarfism, and neurotic members. Too many already confuse spirituality with their feelings, and they measure progress only in terms of numbers and how well they're accepted by the community. But genuine success is measured in changed lives through sound doctrine, faithfulness in the word and in the manner of life like Christ, whether it be many or whether they be few. I want you to consider the rash of gimmicks being used in religion. And unfortunately, some of these things are being adopted by our liberal and digressive brethren as well. We've already mentioned the advertisement of politicians and movie stars and athletes and beauty queens using lollipops and free balloons and hamburgers and Indian headdress, wearing carnations, throwing pie in the face of the preachers, preaching from the roof of the building, jumping Toyotas with motorcycles, $50 lucky seats, kissing pigs, comedy skips, exercise classes, health spas, and, why, friend, some churches even have what they call the Ministry of Body Health. That's the director of their spa. Gymnastic performances, art centers, family life centers, slim-o-rama classes, ball teams, martial art classes, free bicycles, helicopter rides, free tickets to Opryland. Yes, churches are using these things. And some in churches of Christ have even stooped to using these things. I believe you get the picture. Friend, Christians do not stoop to gimmicks and make mockery of the gospel, but they trust the light of Christ to draw men unto him, and it will draw those of good and honest heart. The good time Charlies may not be impressed. He will degrade the serious and sacred message by using these gimmicks under the guise of trying to promote the truth. But faithful preachers and brethren will expose such practices to be wrong. Faithful elders will never allow it. Faithful churches will never pursue it. And when brethren are more concerned with reverence for things holy, they will not even consider using such shameful tactics as this, as if it was in the name of the Lord. This has been A Burning Fire, and your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.